You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to Live and Lead for Impact. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host, and this is episode number 160. Today, I am discussing a topic that is near and dear to my heart, and that is defeating drama. This is a three-part series, and today I'm going to have you walk through an exercise to do some calculations so that you can learn how many dollars you're losing to drama. My hope is that if you've left drama kind of happening because you didn't feel like addressing it, today is all about building the motivation to do what feels uncomfortable. So do any of these sound like you? Are you hoping to get your team to just do their jobs? It seems everything gets done better and quicker if you do it yourself. You try to do it all, but constantly feel overwhelmed and resentful. Are you fed up with all the drama, bickering, and complaining? Ever feel like hiding from all of it forever? That employee drama is costing you way more than your mood. So let's talk dollars. I've been helping leaders just like you defeat their team drama for more than 15 years. And let me just say, I use the term drama very loosely because to me, when it comes to business or making your impact, drama is anything that shifts focus away from where it needs to be. You need a team laser focused on serving your customers, clients, or patients, making your impact. Why have I made it my mission to help leaders defeat drama? Because passionate entrepreneurs, family businesses, and nonprofits have important work to fulfill, and too often drama stands in the way. Drama zaps energy, shifts focus, and worse, costs way more money than you know. Studies show that each employee wastes at least 2.5 hours per week dealing with drama. And I'm placing extra emphasis on that at least part here. Over the course of more than 15 years, I've seen the collateral damage that happens around drama. And actually, it's more like 30 because, you know, when I was working for others in the field of human resources, I saw this happen too. So let's move forward with a simple calculation to illustrate the cost of drama at just an average of 2.5 hours per week per employee, and we're not going to include that collateral damage, at least not in today's episode. Let's just keep it simple. So we'll use a team of 25 employees making $18 per hour. So we're going to go 25 employees times 2.5 hours equals 62.5 hours per week invested in team drama. Now I'm going to pause for a second because I want you to think about how many employees you have or volunteers, and how much of their, you know, your dollars, if it's not volunteers, are going to pay for people who are spending their time on drama. Is that where you want your dollars going? It adds up quickly. So this is just 25 employees. Maybe you have way more than that. Even if it's fewer, it still adds up. Now I'm really going to add to the pain. Let's multiply those 62.5 hours times an average hourly rate of $18 per hour. Again, you might pay people a lot more or have some of your team making significantly more. We could also calculate the hourly cost of paid benefits, you know, the vacation time that they're accruing, all of that kind of stuff. But again, I'm keeping it super simple. So $18 multiplied by 62.5 hours gives us a grand total of $1,125 per week invested in team drama. So soak that in for a minute. Is that where you want to spend your money? But wait, it gets even worse. Let's multiply that weekly expense by 52 weeks. How much is this hypothetical team spending on drama for the year? Are you ready? $58,500 wasted on team drama. What could you do with an extra $58,500 in a year? Again, keep in mind, this is just what you're spending on time invested on the act of distraction. The total cost is much higher if you add in lost productivity, less business, more customer service issues, more unhappy patients. And let's, you know, there's also the liability issues. And if you have high drama, not only is your team investing more of your dollars into drama, but they are likely driving away your good employees. Higher turnover means more dollars to replace people. And your best people have more options and are more likely to get burned out. So this is hypothetical. I encourage you to do the same math for your organization. Use an average hourly rate, or I mean, if run a report and use actual hourly rates. If you pay people a salary, just divide it by 2,080 to get the amount that they're paid per hour. Then you're going to multiply each person times 2.5 for the hours per week, and then 52 for 52 weeks to give you the annual cost. What's your number? Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Again, this isn't, you know, my goal, my intent isn't to create pain just for pain's sake. My goal is to help you feel motivated to address the things that are sometimes difficult. If you're ready, I've got a few spots left in my calendar. Go to defeatthedrama.com/call to grab your spot. I've been helping leaders just like you defeat their drama for more than 15 years and going on 30 if you add in all my human resource experience. So grab that spot on my calendar. It will be time well spent.